We're doing Yov, we're up to what's called the 41st chapter, the 15th Pasuk. The parts of his flesh are stuck together. Maple is like pile pile in the Talmud, pieces, pieces. Ordinarily, a fish is easy to—it's easy to cut. There are crevices in between the scales. There are breaks in the flesh. But no, this Leviathan maple visaro, the breaches of his flesh, daveku, are stuck together. Yatzuk alav balimot. It's as though they poured cement over him, so that he'd never be able to be broken, to be overcome. You're not going to be able to breach his skin because it's as though God poured cement over him. Yatzuk alav. Yatzuk is to pour something that hardens over something. It doesn't have to be cement. It could be a metal too. Libo yatzuk kimo ahavin. His heart is molten like stone. It's solid. It's one solid piece. V'yatzuk kifelach techtit. And it is molten like the stone that's on the bottom of when you have a mill. So they used to have two stones. One was the bottom stone on which you'd grind. You'd go over it, and that was a very strong stone. The top stone had a hole in it because that's where you turned it around. The bottom stone had no hole. It was a solid stone. So the yatzuk, and his heart is solid, is molten, kefelach tachtit, like the bottom stone of the stone mill. Mi seito yaguru elim, from his cunning. Miseito, from his exalted stature, like laset, uplift. From his exaltedness, yaguru elim, even the strong ones, el means powerful, are scared, yagul, like will be feared. Even the strong ones are scared of his exaltedness. Mi shivarim, yitchata'u. They are fearful from his waves. Whenever he starts swimming, so then he makes such great waves, everyone's scared. Everyone pulls back from his waves. So, mishivarim yitchatau. Yitchatau really means are lacking. Chet means lacking. So the waves are lacking when he goes swimming, when he moves. So he makes such waves that even the waves are lacking because he's moved there. So everyone's scared of him, and even the waves are lacking when he's around. What? When he moves, he draws so much water with him as he moves that the waves, so to speak, are lacking water to make waves. Mishivarim yitchatau. Everyone's scared of him, and they're scared because even the waves go lacking when he moves. Masigehu cheriv belitakum. Those who want to catch up to him with their sword, masigehu cheriv. Those that want to fight him and overtake him with their sword, belitakum. They won't be able to stand up to this war. They won't win him with their swords. And the same is true, chanit masa vishirya, with those who try to fight him with a spear, or those who try to fight him with a weapon called masa, or those who try to fight him with a weapon called shirya. All kinds of different weapons. Whatever you're going to try to use, you're not going to win this great Leviathan. Yachshov letevin barzel. He treats metal as though it's hay. So how are you going to overtake him with metal weapons? Leitz rikavon nechusha. And copper to him is like rotten wood. How are you going to win him with these weapons? Lo yavrichenu ven kahashet. The son of the bow, meaning the arrow, won't scare him away. It won't chase him away. Lekahash nephulo avnekala. And the stones you'll try to throw at him with a catapult, from his perspective, they're like hay. They can't hurt him. Kikash nechshevu totahav. Totah. The stones, the ballistic missiles you're going to try to throw against him, however they had other forms of catapults, if you try to throw them against him, they're also like hay. Ve'yishak le'ra'ash kidon. And when there's great noise, because people are attacking with their spears, so he laughs at it, none of that can penetrate, none of that can touch him. Tachtav chadudei charis. Under him, there are great layers of earthenware. So he lies on the beds of sharp earthenware. Where he lies down to rest, so to speak, is a place on the floor of the sea where you have sharp jutting edges of a volcanic rock or some kind of what it calls chares, or earthenware, but it doesn't literally mean earthenware. So he's lying on that, and that doesn't hurt him. So how are you going to overtake him with your weapons? He's lying on things that are sharper, and that doesn't bother him. Tachtav, under him, chadudei chares, are sharp shards of earthenware. Yilpad charutz aleitit. He makes his bed on sharp things. Charutz aleitit. He lies down on sharp things as though he were lying down on mud, on teat, on tar that's soft. That's how he lies down on sharp things, and it doesn't affect him. So how are you going to affect him with all your weapons? He goes to sleep on sharp, jagged rocks, and that doesn't bug him. Yotiach kasil mitzula. When he breathes, so being that he breathes out fire, so then the depths of the sea heat up from his breath as though it was a boiling pot. Yam yasin kamil kacha. And just like people have their concoctions that they cook on a fire, so too he, when he breathes in the sea, he makes the sea sway in the heat of his breath. He makes it like it's a big vat of cooking spices. It's not a big deal for him. Acharav ya'il nativ. When he swims through the sea, so the path that he goes down can be seen because there's no water there. Wherever he goes, he carries the water along with him. So you could see the path that he goes down. It's as though it's lit up because you see there's a shortage of water there. Acharav, following him, Ya'ir Nativ, the path is lit up. Yachshov Tehom Liseva. And there's little water that remains with him. So you look at the depths of the water after he's gone through there, and you think, boy, that's an old man over there. It's as though the place initially was covered with water, and now when you take away the depths of the water, suddenly you see the floor of the sea, and it looks all white, just like an old man. So when this Leviathan swims along, he carries along such vast amounts of water that suddenly you see the depths of the sea where he was present, and it looks like you're looking at an old man. He's turned all white. And it's a play on words, because when you go to the depths of the sea, it always looks black. The sunlight doesn't hit there. So it's like a young man with black hair. And when the Leviathan passes by and takes along such amounts of water with him, suddenly you see the bottom of the sea. You see the whiteness of the sand at the bottom of the sea. So it's like a man who suddenly turned like an old man, suddenly turned white. That's the play on words here. That the depths of the water turned to old men next to him. In al afar moshlo, there's no one on the earth. Al afar, there's no one on the earth that can be compared to him. He asu livlichat. and there's nothing that was created on earth that wouldn't fear him, because everything in the world should be scared of this Leviathan. There's nothing that could stand up to him. And okay, we'll finish the last pasuk before Eov's final speech. Et kol gavoa yirehe. Although he is in the depths of the sea, he sees onto the dry land, and he sees to the greatest heights. Et kol gavoa yirehe. He sees everything, the highest things he sees. Hu melech al kol b'nei shachatz. And he is the king over all the creatures. And he is considered the above all proud creatures on planet Earth. He's above all of them. So God turns to Eov and says, I've told you a little bit about one great creature I created. And now I want you to think, if that's the creature I created, so how much greater am I? And in essence, this is one of the messages that we have in Hilchos, in the Halachos of Avodas Hashem, that one of the ways the Rambam writes, and really it's a pasuk in Tehillim, one of the ways to have an appreciation for the greatness of Hashem is to look at nature. Look at the great things in nature. Look at the great powers at play in nature, and appreciate the greatness of their creator. So, Eov asked, why am I suffering? I've led a good life. I've been a good person. So, Hashem says, a complete tzaddik, he has control over the world. And you do not have that control. So, Eov, you're not as righteous as you thought you were. When people are complete tzaddikim, so then I give them certain strengths in this world. And if you didn't get that strength, so then obviously I don't agree with you that you're as righteous as you feel you are. And if you question my capacity to pay you back, so look around. Who can stop me from doing what's right? I do pay tzaddik gamur. I do pay back people who are completely righteous, but you haven't made it there. No one's saying you're wicked, but you're not as righteous as you hold yourself to be. And then Hashem tells him about this great ox, maybe it's the Re'en that Hashem created, and then Hashem tells him about this great Leviathan, and Hashem says, look at the creatures I created. And you see that the creatures I created are so powerful that no one could stand in their way. So obviously if that's what I created, so obviously nothing could stand in my way. So I don't owe anyone anything. I pay people back. I do good for a person every day that he lives. Even before a person did a mitzvah. You claim I should pay you back more? Well, who said? I did a lot of good for you before you had all these troubles. Now you have claims why you suffered. Well, if I felt you deserved more, I could have given you more, but I didn't. So what comes out of all this is that on some level, Hashem is agreeing with Eov's friends. And Hashem is also saying, Eov, you're not as great as you think you are. I could have made things better for you. Hashem isn't saying he's wicked, but Hashem's saying you're not the complete tzaddik you could have been and you should have been. And on some level, that's held against you. How does this fit with the beginning of the work? That needs work too. And now we're up to the final answer of Eov, which brings us to the conclusion of the work. Should we make a run for it?